Today, we'd like to see the title of Aft Joshua's death in Judges chapter 1, chapter 2. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. So Judah said to Simeon, his brother, come up with me to my allotted territory, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? Question 2. In chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you. So it was when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Last question in chapter 2:10, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Here, the 12 judges in the book of Judges here. So, Judges, purpose, chapter 2, 18, talking about they are here. I am reading. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, Israel people, the Lord was with the judges and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of judges' lifetime. For the Lord was moved to pity. So we see God's so merciful pity or compassion by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. So that one is 12 judges in the book of the judges, all of them covered the local area right there. You may see it map in the area. That's helpful to understand today's Bible study. After Joshua's death in 1375 before Christ, God raised up judges for Israel's spiritual revival in the time of spiritual decline and servitude during over 300 years. The theocracy. The 12 judges in the book of Judges, if we consider Barak as Deborah's assistant, and in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 12 and 28, two other judges, Eli and Samuel, were raised up to lead the entire nation by God before the monarchy of Saul in 1050 before Christ. Chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall be first to go up for us against Canaanites to fight against them? All the people who lived in the promised land or Canaan were called as Canaanites. They lived in many cities, states, as Philistines, Amalekites, Jebusites, Amorites, and so on. And the Lord said, Judah tribe shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. So Judah said to Simeon, his brother. So here Judah is basically Galilee. Said to Simeon, his brother, come up with me to my allotted territory that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him, Calah. Here, question one. God gave the promise to Judah to go up with the land to be delivered in his hand. But he basically, Caleb immediately asked Simeon, showing his lack of faith, as he did what was right in his own eyes. He immediately turned the light, light upon flesh rather than relying upon the word of God, the promise of God, and going in and claiming to that which God had promised. Immediately, he should have asked the Lord for his further direction, rather than he turned immediately to the arm of flesh for help or for strength. That is a cross-reference right there. For then Judah went up, Judah is Caleb, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and Perizzites into their hands, and they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek and fought against him, and they defeated Canaanite and Perizzite. So Caleb is representative is Judah tribe. 6-7, and Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table as I have done, so God has helped me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Adoni-Bezek's thumbs and toes were cut off, as he had cut off 70 kings' thumbs and toes, showing he repeated whatever he showed. If we sow to the Spirit rather than the flesh, we will reap the fruit of the Spirit, the agape love, such as joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, and so on. Incorruptible fruit rather than corrupted fruit, everlasting life rather than corruption. Incorruptible fruit gets with the everlasting fruit. So incorruptible fruit is a part of incorruptible state, everlasting life. Now, 7. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs, I already read it. Verse 8, now the children of Judah fought against Jerusalem and took it. They struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites and dwelt in the mountains in the south and in the lowland. Then Judah went against the Canaanites. Verse 8, the children of Judah conquered the city of Jerusalem, but they did not drive out the inhabitants of the city, the Jebusites, who controlled the city and lived with the Benjamites until later David repelled them. So that is a cross reference of verse 21 and right here. 10, then Judah went against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba. That is the Judah tribe land, partial. And they killed Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there, they went against inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sefer. 12-15, the story about Akisha and Otiniel, the first judge, was previously stated in Joshua chapter 15, 16 up to 19. The Caleb said, whoever attacked, whoever attacks Kiriath's shepherd takes it to him, I will give my daughter Aksha as a wife, and Otieno, the son of Kenaja, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So he gave him his daughter Aksa, his wife. Now it happened when she came to him, and she urged him to ask her father Caleb for a field, and she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" So she said to him, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south, give me also springs of water." And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. 16. Now the children of Kenite, Moses, the father-in-law, went up from the city over palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south near Ararat. And they went and dwelt among the people. And Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they attacked the Canaanites who inhabited Japheth, and utterly destroyed it. So the name of the city was called Horma. Also Judah took Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. 19. So the Lord was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland, because they had chariots of iron, and they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. Then he expelled from there the three sons of Anna. The tribe of Judah drove out the mountaineers according to God's promise in verse 2. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. But they did not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland due to the fear of the chariot of iron, showing the lack of faith like Peter's working on the water in the fear of boisterous winds. Had they had enough faith, had they really gone out to fight them, God would have delivered the land into Judah's hands. Verses 21. But the children of Benjamin, see verse 8, did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwelt with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. So the house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The name of the city was formerly Luz. And when the spies saw a man coming out of the city, they said to him, "Please show us the entrance to the city, and we'll show you mercy." So he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land, to the Hittites, built a city, and called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. However, Manasseh did not drive out Manasseh, the first son of Joseph, but Shechem, its village, or Tanakh, its village, of the inhabitants' door, and its village, or the inhabitants' Ibleam, and its villages, or the inhabitants' Megiddo, and its villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass, when Israel was strong, and they put the Canaanites under the tribute, but did not completely drive them out, nor to Ephraim, Ephraim the second son, but strong tribe, drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer. So the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them, nor did the Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron, on the inhabitants Naholal. So the Canaanites dwelt among them and were put under tribute, nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or of Ahalab, Akizib, Hebron, Hepik, or Lenob. See this map, you know, the Asher land, partial. So the Asherites dwelt among Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, For they did not drive them out. 33. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh or inhabitant Beth Shalter, but they dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Shemesh were put under tribute to them. Here, 33, here, Naphtali tribe did not, so other tribe too, you know, Naphtali or, you know, several tribes did not totally wipe out the enemies, but received tribute from them. God warned the previous that they would be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides as a harassers. See, chapter 3. Thorns in your side, their gods shall be a snare to you. In order to come into the full, rich life in the spirit, we have to gain victory of the flesh life. Because these two are opposed to each other. The flesh lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Here, cohabitation between Naphtali and the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh or Bedana was unequally yoked together, as we should avoid in Christ who strengthens us. So that is answered the cross reference like there. Then is 34. And the Amorite approached the children of Dan into the mountains, for they would not allow them to come down to the valley. And the Amorite were determined to dwell in Mount Heres in Ahijalon and Shablon, yet with strength the house of Joseph became great, they were put on the tree. So she mapped, you know, then partial. Where it is, you know, over there. So right here, the Dan area is Judah, you know, left-hand side, you know, left-hand side of Judah land, partial. And Amorites were determined to dwell in Mount Heres in Ajalon and Shalambin, yet the strength of the house of Joseph became greater. They were put under tribute. 36. Now the boundary of the Amorite was from Ascent Akron, from Salah and Abrez. That is the Gentiles. Chapter 2, verse 1. Then the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is probably God's angel or is God's appearance or God's appearance in human being Old Testament. So Christophany or Theophany. So that either way. Come up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. God gave the promise firmly through Moses to Joshua, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, the Mediterranean Sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. So, and you shall make no covenant with inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? So here, that is God, you know, revoked Israel people. Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you. So the angel of God, you know, what God said. So it was when the angel of the Lord spoke to this word to all children of Israel that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Upon God's rebuking, all enemies who would be thorns on their gods would be a snare. All the children of Israel, convicted of not driven out all enemies, lifted up their voices and weeping. Oftentimes a person is under conviction of the spirit, but there is a less broken heart and less dedication. Don't break your garments alone, but break your heart, and then you may change your life and return to the Lord, your God, with action, with the work, dedication. So, dedicate it to the Lord. So, cross reference right there. Now, 5 or 6. And they called the name of the place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. And when Joshua had dismissed the people, the children of Israel went each to his own inheritance to possess the land. 7 through 9. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works the Lord which he had done for Israel. For Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old, and they buried him within the border inheritance at Timnath-Heres, the mountain of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaashi. The story about the death of Joshua, by whom Israel and the elders served the Lord all the days, was previously stated in Joshua chapter 24, 29 through 31. Then is 10, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation rose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. Like the time of Joshua, the elders, their offspring did not know the Lord and his works for Israel, becoming godly against God's desire. Parents are responsible to the Lord to teach their children his ways diligently and to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. That is simply teaching the scripture, while the children should honor their parents. That is 11. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtoreth, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who disposed them, and he told them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way in which their fathers walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not do so. Verse 18. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with judges and delivered them out of the hand of the enemies all the days of the judges. For the Lord was moved to pity or to compassion by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. Their disobedience to the Lord caused a spiritual decline. They suffered involuntary servitude under their enemies. God raised up the 14 judges for the spiritual revival as the above diagram. This verse is God's purpose of judges, showing his mercy, which is compassion, the pity, or forgiveness to a sinner to be punished. 19, and it came to pass when the judges dead, they reverted and behaved more corruptly than their fathers by following other gods to serve them and bow down to them. They did not see it from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. Yo-yo phenomena from spiritual decline and spiritual revival. So that happened here. It's the 14th time, you know, like Judges. Then it's 20. Then the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because this nation has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and has not heeded my voice, I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died, so that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to work in them as their fathers kept them or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out immediately, nor did he deliver them into the hand of Joshua. So we covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on praying for South Korea mission tier. Here is Iran, you know, particular underground churches. So this week we received a mission report, you know, keep on praying for the ministry for the Bible schools to train pastors in Africa. Well, fatherless a fool and the elderless home in Ukraine, you know, to kind of dance, so keep on praying for that. Okay, other mission areas, continue to keep on praying for that. Let's just sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.